Welcome to After Dark with Rob and Andrew of America Out Loud, available on iHeartRadio, Spotify, Stitcher, or as always, head on over to the website AmericaOutLoud.com and check out all the articles and podcasts, and please share those on social media. Rob and I have a lot to talk about tonight, including Joe Biden's appearance at the G7 conference and how things went with Russian President Vladimir Putin. Joe Biden is a national embarrassment. Not only does he avoid real questions, he loses his temper and becomes completely unprofessional anytime he is pressed. Meanwhile, Putin and everyone else he meets with gets everything they want from the Biden administration. America consistently comes last. He is costing our country trillions of dollars by giving away everything that these foreign countries want, and it has been a disgrace. What were your thoughts on Joe Biden's appearance at the G7 conference recently, Rob?
Well, first of all, I want to thank all of our listeners for joining us. Glad to have you here. This is probably like our 40th show. We've been doing this for almost 3 months or so. And I got to say, I've enjoyed it being on America Out Loud After Dark with Rob and Andrew. I really am enjoying it. And I hope you guys are enjoying it. And I hope you share the broadcast with other listeners or with on your social media platform, because this is how we can have our voices heard and known out there. Because right now you have the liberal media that are just like saturating everything. And believe it or not, although CNN, fake news CNN, cartoon news CNN is in the dumps, for some reason, people still go to them. Now, I don't know if that's the only channel their cable providers have. And in some instances, that might be the case. Because if you recall, you would go to the airports and CNN was blasting on all the different TVs. I mean, they packaged the stuff, put it out there, and they were doing it for free. They weren't being paid for having those shows there. They were just giving it to the airlines because they said to the airports because, you know, no one else wanted it. But that's how they were able to indoctrinate people as they passed through the airports. They had nothing else to do but sit there, unfortunately, and watch fake news CNN. Now they have like a small following, although albeit their ratings are down, people still go to them for their news source. And just pivoting back to what Andrew said, their take on Joe Biden's G7 meeting, the summit, was that he was spectacular. He proved that America was back, a tale of two cities between he and Trump, and that all the world leaders, they enjoyed him, they loved him, and they just couldn't get enough of him. And to be honest with you, they were speaking the truth. Who wouldn't be excited to see that, hey, here is the money bag, and we're going to get as much as we can out of him. He's dense, he's dumb, he doesn't realize it. We can smile in his face and make him think that we love him, that we like him. And of course, the liberal media play right along with it. There's one video clip of all the leaders together walking with Queen Elizabeth. And where was Joe Biden? At the tail end. Andrew, that was so embarrassing. And he was trying to behave as though he was being gentlemanly. Dude, you're the leader of the free world. Wake the freak up. And not only that, when he had like a meeting with Boris Johnson, and out of the blue, being Joe who he is, he decides to tell Boris that he failed to acknowledge, I think, the prime minister or the president from an African country. And Boris just waved him off as if they were to say, shut up, I'm talking. And Joe is sitting there looking lost and confused and thinking nothing of it. And everyone is laughing. Do you even think Donald Trump would have allowed that to happen? I don't even think that Boris would have thought to do that. And then the other world leaders, they certainly wouldn't have laughed. Because when Donald Trump came on stage, they were in fear because they didn't know if he was going to call them out or not. And rightfully so. I can't think of any president that allowed something like that to happen. Now, of course, we know that we have bend over Barack Obama, who went to Japan bowing down because he has no substance. He's a carbon copy of nothing. So I would expect him to bow down. This is the United States of America. And unfortunately, Andrew, there are so many people in America that want America to be behind. Why is there so much hate for this country? Why would you want us to be at the back? If America fails, who's going to uphold democracy and freedom? We had a guest on the other day from Venezuela. She's a former Venezuelan, Miss Venezuela, Carmen Montiel. And she said that if America fails, that's it. And I would encourage you all to go back and listen to her on America Out Loud, After Dark with Robin Andrew. That podcast is very powerful because she has seen what we're going through right now that we can't see, with these crazy liberals pushing a crazy agenda and the media right there behind them. They should have called it like it was and said that Joe, sorry folks, he messed up. He stumbled. And then for Putin, after their meeting, to come out and give an hour-long presser. And it was combative in a way. Reporters were like just firing shots at him. And he was just volleying them away. Boom, 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 get back, get back, get back. There was one reporter from CNN who came up, I thought she was rather nasty, to say, well, Mr. President, I want to ask you this. How is it, are you going to get rid of your opponents? How do your opponents feel that they're going to be safe? And he looked at her and he smiled. And I thought, man. So he answered the question by saying, we don't want what happened in America on January 6th to happen here, Russia. We don't want what happened on January 6th with a woman who got shot to happen here. We don't want what was happening in the summer, spring and summer of 2020 with Black Lives Matter protesting and burning down things. He said it, burning down things, tearing up stuff to happen here. Joe comes out, says absolutely nothing. The media loves it. And then he gets cranky at the end because he needed a nap. But this is America. This is a president that the media, Yamichi from NPR, and this Caitlin girl from CNN, they're saying, oh, he's just the greatest. I don't think so. Joe is a failure. And I hate to say that because I want America to succeed. But he should not have gone to the summit. He should have waited. And if he was going to go, he should not have had a presser or a close door meeting with Putin and not be able to come out and stand toe to toe with him and answer questions. You know why they did it like that, Andrew, don't you? Can you imagine Biden standing next to Vladimir Putin? And he's only 5'7", Putin. Joe Biden is 6'1". But can you imagine the optics? And even on ABC, one of the commentators said that they would not do it, allow him to stand next to Putin because of the optics. Wow, that's embarrassing. Andrew, what do you say?
Yeah, the entire situation was just a total embarrassment for the United States of America, and in particular, Joe Biden. The media all week long was trying to paint this narrative how evil Russia was, and they really failed at that. I seen a news story where they talked about how the Russian security guards were pushing up on the American press, trying to make a big story out of absolutely nothing. And then, as you mentioned, Vladimir Putin took all questions for over an hour while sleepy Joe Biden was completely rehearsed, calling on reporters that he knew what they were going to ask once again. And then the couple times that he did get questions thrown at him that he wasn't expecting, he got extremely cranky because he's not used to it and he doesn't know how to answer these questions. The guy is just an embarrassment. He's clearly too old to be doing the job, and I believe he's got dementia, and that was clear this week. And as Americans, it was obvious how much we miss President Trump because his quick wit, his charm, his humor, everything is fantastic for events like that. And we did not get that with Joe Biden. It was just an embarrassing week to be an American.
We didn't even get half of that with Joe Biden. But you know what? I'm going to suggest to Joe, and maybe what I should do. You know, Andrew, I told you a couple of shows ago that I've started taking Healthy Cell. And so far, so good. I did, initially I had to get used to it, but I think we should send old Joe some healthy cell because it would help with his cognitive deficits. It would give him more stamina because he doesn't have it. I think he's 83, 84, 85, or 100 years old compared to Donald Trump, who's in his 70s and still going. He gave an interview the other day, I think, on Sean Hannity. The guy is still going, still talking. He does not stop. And now we hear that he's going to the border in Mexico. Now, you guys do know that Kamala Harris was supposed to have gone to Mexico, but I think she got her coordinates kind of off and she went to Guatemala instead. So maybe we should send her some healthy cell also to help with her cognitive deficiencies. Because man, these guys are, they're unbelievable. She was supposed to go to Mexico, goes to Guatemala, and she tells him, "We have a message for you. Do not come here." Now, earlier on, she was saying, "Come, bring me your tired, bring me your weary. We want you all to come here. We're going to have like a love party." And now it's, "Do not come." Well, why won't you go to the border and see the fiasco that you and Joe have created? She won't do it. He won't do it. He should go also. But he's going to go overseas and make a fool out of himself. I wish to God they would have put him next to Putin. I mean, so that I could have a good laugh. It would have been embarrassing. It would have been uncomfortable. I mean, Andrew, did you see him in that meeting with Boris Johnson? And Boris told him to just like pipe it down? Like, you got it wrong.
Yeah, I think Sleepy Joe is more interested in Boris Johnson's young wife than he was any policy discussion from what I've seen.
And then at one point, it seemed like they were at a resort and all the leaders were out talking. Joe stumbles out with sneakers and a suit on, looking lost. And someone goes, "Well, how is it going, Mr. President?" And you go, And then Jill comes out and goes, Joe, come on. And everyone starts laughing about it. See, they're making it like a joke, like an ongoing joke, like, oh, Jill, she's in charge. Because women are in charge. They can set the men straight. When in actuality, it's Joe's dementia. It's Joe's senility. Joe doesn't know where he is half the time. And then in another segment, he was with Secretary of State Blinken sitting at a table, and they were trying to surmise the earlier meetings. And Joe just starts rambling off. And Blinken is like looking like, oh my God, what is this guy's problem? And he was sitting next to some other lady, and she was just looking straight ahead. And the media looked at that and said, wow, look at Joe. He's on top of it. Man, he looks good. And then that little PR gal, Yamichi, I don't like her. She looks like a pumpkin head. She should be Joe's PR person because she always manages to come up with the question to clean up the mess that he's made.
Hey, I used to have a lot of respect for PBS and watch the station a lot, but shame on them for giving her a job. What a disgrace.
Well, the thing is that I want to fire her because she's being paid with our taxpayer dollars. Did you guys realize that we fund a lot of NPR? And a majority of the stuff that they run is anti-conservative, extremely liberal, but we're paying for it with our taxpayer dollars. It's almost as if though it's a country unto itself, just like all these other countries that we fund, and they have free will to attack us. I don't get it. You would think that these people would show some gratitude, just like with the United Nations. The United Nations sits in New York City, but the ground that it is on is not considered part of the United States. It's like unto itself. So anyone, if you're a criminal from a different country, you can go there, immunity, they won't get you. You can say whatever you want to say. And it is as if though they take advantage of that. They come to America and like we're going to, on their own ground, we're going to slap it to them. And a lot of people are completely unaware that our laws don't govern the United Nations, but it sits in the United States, in New York City, the Upper East Side. That's the reason why you have people from Iran, those knuckleheads, they're coming and attacking us. Hugo Chavez, he came. And the things that he said about Bush at the time, I mean, they can say whatever they want to say on our soil. It's sad that this is allowed to happen. And these are the same countries that we give welfare checks to. Look at Germany. Angela Merkel. Okay, some people say she's smart. But by God, why is she always wearing that red jacket and black pants? Is that the only outfit she has in her closet? Every time I see her, she has that prune face, red jacket, and black pants. I've never seen it in a skirt or dress, and not that she has to wear it, but mix it up. Make the jacket black and the pants red. But all, I mean, I wonder when they have those state functions. Does she dress up at all? Or is it always red jacket, black pants? Is the country that poor? No, it can't be, because the United States is sending them money. We're sending money to protect them. Can you believe it? And then what does Joe do? Oh, we're going to shut down the Keystone Pipeline, but Mr. Putin, you can create a pipeline going from Russia to Germany. Putin is a dictator. He's a killer. And you're going to allow that? So what do you have to say to our people who are now without a job? What about their livelihood? What reason was given for shutting down the Keystone and then allowing Russia to build a pipeline to Germany? Well, we shut down the Keystone because we're looking at, you know, we've got to protect clean air. We've got to this, we've got to that. Hey, folks, I'm all for clean air. I'm all for keeping the environment clean and safe. But when you have the world's biggest polluters, India and China, doing absolutely nothing compared to the United States, when we have reduced our carbon footprint, they're giving you a bunch of ya-ya, and that's caca. That's what they're selling you. They want to clean all this stuff up. It's like, but what about the jobs? And as one of our guests said before on the show of the Loftus Party, Michael Loftus, keep an eye on Bill Gates. All that farmland, access to all the stuff that we eat, it's only a matter of time that he'll say, okay, stop eating meat. We're only going to give you soybeans. And what can we do? He owns it. And of course, our shady government, yes, I said it, our shady government would just acquiesce and not fight back. Andrew, these are dire times. And people need to wake up. We're in 2021, and we're allowing what's happening to happen right before our very eyes. I don't like it at all.
Yeah, it's been so refreshing the past 4 years before this year that after every time you'd have one of these meetings with all these foreign countries, that they would not be happy with the results because President Trump would press them. He'd made Germany pay lots more money. He made France pay lots more money. He was making the UK pay more. President Trump was truly saying, why is America paying all this foreign aid and all these other countries are not doing their part? Well, here you have Joe Biden and everyone is ecstatic once again with America. And that is not what I want to see, because that makes it obvious to me that we are just giving them all of our money, basically a blank check to these foreign countries who are not doing their part like they're supposed to. And here you have Joe Biden, who is so stupid, just giving them everything they want. And we've seen the same thing when Kamala Harris went to Guatemala and passed out hundreds of millions of dollars of American taxpayer money to try and fix Guatemala so that illegals do not want to leave there, instead of just the America First policy that was working so well under President Trump.
Right. And why are they leaving here? Why are they leaving Guatemala? To come to America to taste some of our extra special racism that these people keep talking about? All she had to do was go to the border and tell Mexico, okay, we're going to go back with the agreement that you have with President Trump. We don't want people coming here. They're coming from Guatemala. They've got to go through your border to get to us. Why do they want that? And when they get here, folks, I said this on a previous show, they are busing these people to red states, to the little small towns in the red states that are probably Democrat. They're setting up shop there, because they're trying to turn those red states purple. You don't believe me? Do your research. Go to DuckDuckGo. And I always say go to DuckDuckGo, because that other monopoly that's out there, you won't be able to find this information. Case in point, when I tried to Google what Putin had said about January 6th, the January 6th insurrection, and who killed Ashley Babbitt, I went to that other monopoly to try to find it, could not find it at all. They had just washed it out. I went to DuckDuckGo. I was able to find it. So again, do your own research and just be aware that they're trying to hide a lot of this information. I would have never thought this would be happening. I mean, we had Robert Patrick Lewis on not too long ago, and he was talking to us about January 6th. And he himself said that a lot of stuff that's going to come out, people are going to be shocked. And he says that it might sound like it's conspiratorial, but it's true. And I've been doing my research, looking at Revolver. That was one of the online sites he said to look at. Then I heard the other day, Tucker Carlson had the publisher of the Revolver on his show, and they were talking about January 6th and a lot of other things. And then I went and I looked at the other fake news organizations, what they were reporting on it, And they were reporting on it, but they had a different slant to it. So I started looking at this. I'm like, oh my gosh, our government is corrupt. The FBI, Federal Bureau of Investigations, that's headed by Christopher Wray, is corrupt. Christopher Wray is a corrupt government official. That's not conspiracy. Those are facts. Because Christopher Wray has gone before Congress on numerous occasions and has flip-flopped on January 6th. He has flip-flopped as to what happened and what didn't happen. Look at it for yourself. Look at the transcript. He is definitely compromised.
Yeah, and as an outsider looking in, Vladimir Putin clearly knew what the situation was with January 6th. If you recall correctly, he actually mentioned that in response to Joe Biden trying to say that Vladimir Putin is a killer and kills people for political reasons, Vladimir Putin said, well, what do you call happened to Ashley Babbitt on January 6th? What do you call these people getting 30 to 35 years in prison? They're going to prison because of their political opinions, which is exactly what Joe Biden was accusing Vladimir Putin of doing to people. It's just the hypocrisy of the left has never been more transparent, and these people on the other side of the globe can see it, but a lot of these liberals in our country are just completely oblivious to what is really happening.
Exactly. These people are going to prison for what? Joe Biden is going to go there and talk to Putin about his adversary and saying, your opponent, you can't put him in jail, you got to let him out. But look at what they're doing to the folks on January 6th. And Putin laid it out so clearly. He said, you had people going to your capital to fight for the government, for what they believed in, for the freedoms they believed in. And look at what you did. Why are those people still in jail and charged with what? Trespassing. Nothing about insurrection. We bring this up all the time on After Dark with Rob and Andrew because we're hoping that you will do your own research. But at the end of the day, you're going to come to the same conclusion that someone is lying and what they've told you is not the truth. And let me just refresh your memory on something else. Remember the black guy who went to the Capitol and stormed the Capitol with his car? And a police officer was killed? You don't hear anything about that, do you? It's as if though it never happened. But it did happen. But Joe Biden goes overseas talking about an officer was killed on January 6th. There was no police officer killed on January 6th. The guy died later on, and it wasn't because of January 6th. They're lying to you. The only person that died or was killed on January 6th was Ashley Babbitt. And to this day, we don't know the name of the security guard, the police officer who killed her. Now, I got to add something. I know the name. I know who they suspect did it, but I'm not going to call any names yet. I don't want them to sue me or network, but Google it. Some are saying that this guy was probably a security guard for or part of the detail, security detail for Chuck Schumer. But be that as it may, he killed an unarmed white woman. And he should be named. When Breonna Taylor was killed, they named the names of the officer. George Floyd, we got the names of the officer. Sandra Bland, Tamir Rice. Trayvon Martin was not killed by a police officer, contrary to popular belief. He was killed by a two-bit security guard who had nothing to do with the law enforcement, as far as law enforcement with the police. That's another narrative that Barack Obama put out there. Okay, he was a security guard. He was a bad security guard, George Zimmerman, but he was not a police officer. Don't get it confused. But again, why is it that we know the names of all these other officers and we don't know the name of the person that killed Ashley Babbitt? On the people's house, a house that your taxpayer dollars pay for security, pay the light bills for, pay the water bills for. But we can't get his name. Why? Why won't Nancy Pelosi tell us? Why won't Christopher Wray, that smug FBI director, give us the name? Had it been a white officer, we would already know the name. But again, folks, you have got to do your research and you have got to push back. You can't push back with conspiracy theories. You can't push back wilding and acting crazy so that people will say, okay, that's a crazy person. You have to push back with your vote. You have to push back by calling your state representatives and senators and saying, hey, we want the truth. We demand the truth. We have a right to know the truth. We have a right to know who killed Ashley Babbitt. We have a right to know, what did Nancy Pelosi know? When did she know it? And what didn't she do? We have a right to know these things.
Well said, Robin. You are tuned into After Dark with Robin Andrew, available on America Out Loud via iHeartRadio, Spotify, Stitcher, Apple Podcasts, or download the America Out Loud app to keep track of all the great shows. We will be back with more from Robin Andrew on After Dark on America Out Loud.
Today, America stands at the crossroads of history. Our actions will determine the fate of our nation. Well, that journey starts here and starts now. We invite you to join us in making the ultimate difference. Subscribe to our podcast and newsletters. Turn notifications on and stay in the know. You'll find all that back at AmericaOutloud.com. Liberty and justice for all.
In 2008, the amount of concentrated time people could spend on a task without becoming distracted was 12 seconds. 5 years later, it was only 8 seconds, 1 second less than a goldfish. If you find yourself always distracted or having trouble recalling information, you're likely to fall behind in the demanding, fast-paced 21st century. In other words, brain performance is more critical now than ever. Boost your brain power with Healthy Cells Focus Plus Recall. Science-backed nootropics to sharpen focus, concentrate longer, enhance recall, improve mental speed, learn rapidly, and be more alert. It's a pill-free brain supplement made with maximum absorption technology, designed to feed our brains at the cellular level. Take it for a test drive. Go to HealthyCell.com and use code OUTLOUD for 20% off your first order of Focus Plus Recall. That's HealthyCell.com. Code OUTLOUD for 20% off.
And we're back after dark with Robin Andrew. Andrew, I've got to admit that that first half, we were on fire talking about Joe Biden and his, in my opinion, failed G7 trip. His first trip overseas. I know that the mainstream media, they're saying that, oh, he did a great job, but in my opinion, the guy was just horrible. And as I said in the first segment, I'll say in the second segment, maybe Joe should try Healthy Cell. Maybe that will give him the kick, the boost that he needs. I've been using it so far, so good. So Joe, reach out to us here at After Dark with Robin Andrew on America Out Loud. And we could probably try to hook you up because you are definitely low energy. And in order to portray the image of a true leader, we don't need you leading from behind. The pictures that we saw, the optics were horrible. It has got to stop. I mean, Andrew, what did you think about it when you saw him leading from behind?
Yeah, it was a total embarrassment to see Joe Biden there giving everybody everything that they wanted. It was just a complete contrast to what we've seen the past 4 years with President Donald Trump, who one of the reasons that he was elected with 70 million votes in 2016 was because of his America First policies. And the American people are sick of seeing America give everything away to all these foreign countries who are not paying their fair share.
They're not paying their fair share at all. And I don't know what's wrong with America First. But when you look across the country, when you look at all these different mayors that are in these big states, cities, governors in the states, they're all weak. And they're Democrats. And they think they have the answers, but they don't have the answer. Let's just do a quick rundown. One in particular. Of course, everyone knows that Mayor Bill de Blasio is the worst mayor out there. I mean, how could you take a city the size of New York and just completely destroy it? Well, look no further than the Democratic Mayor Bill de Blasio, because that's exactly what he's done. Now, some people will say, well, you know, we had COVID-19, we had to shut everything down. No, that was just an opportunity that he took advantage of, as well as the other Democrats. They pushed and they pushed. They got Dr. Fauci to say, yeah, maybe we should shut it down. Maybe we should wait for herd immunity. Maybe we should do this. And President Trump knew that once he shut it down, it was going to be the devil to open it up. A year later, we're slowly opening things up, okay? And New York City, it's not the way it should be, but we're opening up. We're having concerts. They had a concert just the other day. And what happened? I think it was it the Foo Fighters? They required everyone, if you're going to go to Madison Square Garden, you have to present evidence that you had the vaccine. And they were at capacity. Can you believe it? They were at capacity because people showed that, hey, I had the vaccine. I don't know if they had both vaccines or one vaccine, but it's the optics. They want people to see that, hey, if all these people had the vaccine, maybe I should get the vaccine. I'm not against the vaccine, but I think that you should do your own individual studies, do your own research to see if it's good for you. Okay, but going back to these big states, big cities led by Democrats, can't forget Ted Wheeler. He's another failure that's out there. Portland, Oregon. You just got a bunch of folks that are out there that consistently fail every time, but they're reelected. New York City is getting ready to have its mayoral race election. The person at the top, a Democrat. And you have people in the city complaining, saying, we're tired of all the violence. We need to restore justice. We need to restore the law. How can you do it if you're constantly voting for Democrats? Now, there are some Republicans that are running, but New York City itself is predominantly Democrat. So do you think there's going to be a change taking place? Absolutely not. The guy who's leading the pack, Eric Adams, black guy, former police, he's only doing it because he wants his name to be the second first. We had a first black mayor who died last year, David Dinkins, who was a failure. Nice man, but he was a failure. And now we have Eric Adams. The same policies, the same, oh, they're not giving to us. Oh, and it's racism. And then we heard just recently that all of the looters that took place last year, the Summer of Love 2020 here in New York City, properties were destroyed, protesting, they claim, police violence for George Floyd. All of those individuals that were put in jail and were let out immediately won't be charged. The majority of them won't be charged. What businesses were affected? Black and brown businesses. But come election time, when it's time to vote, they will all go and vote for a Democrat. The Democrat will not save you. Look around you. Look at Chicago, as I started out saying. Mayor Lori Lightfoot, she's now saying that there's a problem in Chicago. Now, if you recall, President Trump offered to send the National Guards to help her, and she said, we don't need you, and she was very nasty about it. Now she's saying that they need help from the federal government, that she can't do it, it's the federal responsibility. And she claims that the problem is white supremacy. Are you serious? Look at the makeup of Chicago. 60%, I think, is black. Where is the crime taking place? The black neighborhoods. But it's white supremacy. So did the black people put on a white sheet and claim to be white? Andrew, I don't get it.
She must be talking about those thugs that beat up Jesse Smollett in downtown Chicago in that 40 below temperatures or whatever it was. But yeah, I live in Illinois, so I visit Chicago frequently, and I'll be the first to admit they have a lot of problems. But one of the problems I've never really thought of is white supremacy in Chicago. As Rob just said, you look at the crime rates, who's committing the crimes? It looks like it's black people murdering other black people, sadly. And Lori Lightfoot is just pivoting and trying to blame white people for this. It's just more anti-white rhetoric from the left and her, who's an extremely weak mayor. If you remember, just a couple of weeks ago, she said that she was going to refuse to give interviews to white reporters. I mean, this woman is a flat-out racist, in my view.
A complete racist. If there's a problem, it's blackism and not white supremacy. We've got to just call it the way it is. A lot of people are afraid to say it. They don't want to say it. Before she was a mayor, they had Rahm Emanuel. He failed miserably, an acolyte from the school of Barack Obama. Where is Barack Obama? Chicago is his home, his not his hometown, but his town.
I think they'd take Rahm back in a heartbeat at this point, though.
they would probably take anyone back, because this particular mayor has done nothing. The only thing she has going for her is that she was the first Black woman, the first lesbian over a major city, and the left, they love the first. They love having all these firsts, the first this, the first that. So now we have a failed Black mayor who happens to be lesbian. Now, if you say it, they'll say, oh, you're discriminating. Now you're saying that lesbians fail. No, we're not saying that, but we are saying that that particular lesbian who happens to be Black, who happens to be the mayor of a large Democrat city, failed. People should sue her. She should not have qualified immunity. They should be able to sue her directly, because if you start being able to sue these politicians who come up with these crazy policies of defund the police, reimagine the police not being there. Okay, let's look at it right now. We can reimagine it now, Barack Obama. Look at what's happening without the police. Look at what happened the other day. I think it was in, was it Seattle? Part of the police force just all decided to resign, saying, we've had it. We're not going to take it anymore. We're out of here. Is that what they want? Black people can obey the law just like white people. It's an insult to say that they can't. It's an insult to say, well, we have to lower the standards because they don't get it. That's what Joe Biden thinks. Black people should be insulted. And for those people who are on the sidelines that are saying, yeah, but there are more white people than Black people, so they're committing crimes also. You're darn right. You're smart, Sherlock. They are committing crimes. And they're going to jails. But when you look at the numbers proportionately, there are more Blacks committing crimes within the Black community than not. And that should not be happening. I don't want to hear about the racism argument. Yes, there is racism, okay? Yes, there's, and there has been, and within the history, opportunities that weren't presented for Black people. Let's just be honest. Let's not deny it. But at the same time, if you work hard, and if you kick your butt, you can achieve, despite all of the racism. And to me, that is the story, that you were able to survive against all the obstacles. You were able to rise up. But for some reason, Democrats don't see it that way. They want to introduce critical race theory because they want to start indoctrinating little white kids at a young age that they're bad and that they're evil, and that the Black kid sitting next to them or the brown kid can't make it because of the injustices that their white skin is inflicting upon them. What kind of sense does it make? So we're creating racism again. So a decade from now, the same thing will happen. Only in a democratic society, mm-hmm. run by Democrats, of course.
Yeah, a couple of recent examples that I've read about recently of the results of Democrat policies is it's just driving away these businesses, even huge businesses. Oakland, California, they've had the Oakland A's baseball team there for many decades. And now the owner of the team is trying to relocate somewhere else because the stadium is in such a dangerous location. They can't get any fans to go to the games. So that's just a result of the Oakland policies. And then just this past weekend, it was announced that the Chicago Bears are trying to buy a new stadium outside of Chicago because they don't want to be in the city anymore with all the policies and the danger of their fans attending the games there. They're just driving out these businesses with the high crime rates and just letting their citizens get away with anything, even if they commit crimes, as you said, they're released the next day. These big cities are just completely falling apart right before our eyes.
Completely falling apart before our eyes, and who's going to save them? You look at New York City, I think about New York City of the 70s and the 80s, when it was completely unmanageable, and people never thought that a city of this size, you would be able to get law and order. I mean, and when you look at it, you think about it, it's like, hey, maybe that's true. But when Giuliani came in and cracked the whip and said, no, we can do it. And even then, people, the left, Democrats balked against it, did not want to give him credit. Oh, stop and frisk is horrible. But the stopping and the frisking was taking place in the Black neighborhoods. Everyone has a story, just about, being stopped by the police. I was stopped by the police driving for being black. I was driving, I got stopped for this. And if you recall, Andrew, we had on our show Pastor Hawkins, who said that he wasn't stopped for being black. He was stopped for committing a crime. And you could probably say that in many instances. Yes, there might have been some situations whereby the person was stopped and they shouldn't have been stopped. But were they stopped for being black? Because the police can't see who's moving in a fast car. They're just looking at, okay, this car is moving fast. But it's easy to say I was stopped for being black, especially if you have a record, but you don't want to admit it. Dante Wright, I'm sure the police didn't know if he was Hispanic, black, mixed, or biracial, or what have you. But the narrative is that he was stopped and he was killed because he was black. George Floyd. Now, I've spoken about George Floyd so many times, I'm getting sick and tired of it. But I got to bring it up now, Andrew, for the simple fact that I heard recently that they're erecting statues all across the nation in honor of George Floyd. What for? What happened to George Floyd is most unfortunate. Should have never happened. It shouldn't happen to anyone. But we can't escape the fact that George Floyd was a bad man. He held a loaded gun to the belly of a pregnant woman. I mean, these are things that we cannot escape.
I never have heard that on CNN.
You won't hear it on CNN, and you won't see it in the New York Times or the Washington Post. And if you do, it's buried in the story, or a small little one sentence, but you know, they'll move on. These are things that we have to look at and we have to address. We don't want our children idolizing people with this type of background. We can't make him a saint. We can't beatify him and say, oh, he's now a saint. I don't care if he was buried in a gold casket. I don't care if his family got $27 million. $27 million, in my opinion, was too much. But it was like a warning sign. And within that, they were trying to do more than just to say these are punitive damages against the city. It's, well, we're going to give him some for a little bit for reparations, and we're going to give him some for, you know, because he didn't have a, you know, no one ever told him not to do this or that. And we're going to give him a little money for this. So at the end of the day, it's $27 million. But I would venture to say that had he not died, I seriously doubt he would have, his life would have amounted to $27 million. Let's just be honest. I know a lot of people might not like that, but we have to be honest, because I look at this across the board when people are being awarded any types of money that have died. And $27 million, okay, you got it. Now move off the stage. I don't want to hear any more from, I don't want to see statues of George Floyd. Because if George Floyd had a rap sheet, then let's look at the Confederate soldiers, the Confederate generals. We're now removing their statues, rightfully so, because we're saying, well, you know, they fought against the Union and they were bad. Okay. We're saying the same thing about some of our forefathers. Well, they owned slaves. If we're going to go by that playbook, Andrew, we should not have a statue of George Floyd. Not at all. It cannot be justified. And people need to push back. There's one here they're putting up, I think, in Brooklyn, one in Minneapolis. Why? What for? Look at what we're telling our children. And there will probably be other monuments put up for these people. Again, what happened to him is unfortunate, but we can't lose sight.
Yeah, as I've said from the get-go, doing drugs is very bad, especially in big quantities like George Floyd. I agree what happened to him is very unfortunate. You should not overdose on drugs and do those fentanyl, which takes very little to overdose. But yeah, as you're saying, Rob, this George Floyd hero worship that we are seeing all over the country is just absolutely disgusting. We see this with them adding the Juneteenth holiday. A lot of these Democrats are trying to attach it to George Floyd, acting like he's the reason for this big push of wanting a Juneteenth holiday. It's just all pandering and completely ridiculous to me. It's rewarding the black community for their terrible behavior over the past year, and I'm not a big fan of it whatsoever. And the statues, that's just disgusting.
Well, I don't, not only just rewarding the black communities for their bad behavior, but it's rewarding all of those liberals, Antifa, Black Lives Matter, and especially some of the white liberals that were joining up saying, oh yeah, Black Lives Matter, and you got to do this, and you got to do that. And I'm thinking, no, stop. Juneteenth. You look back at 16 years, 12 years, when Barack Obama was in the White House, did he ever once utter the word Juneteenth? Joe Biden? Even before then, did Bill Clinton, the two Bushes, Reagan, did anyone ever talk about Juneteenth? No. You know when it came up? It came up when President Trump was about to relaunch his campaign in Oklahoma. That's when it came up. So maybe we should thank President Trump for bringing this to the attention of the stupid radical lefties. They thought nothing of it. They never celebrated the holiday. Barack Obama had within his purview the power to declare Juneteenth a federal or national holiday. But he didn't, Andrew. You go back and look at the records. Did he ever have a celebration of Juneteenth at the White House? He was in office for two terms, 8 years, year after year after year, and he never mentioned it. Joe Biden didn't know about it. Back on the campaign trail, they mentioned to him, he was like, oh, what was that again? He compared Juneteenth to Black Wall Street in Oklahoma, completely different. Juneteenth had nothing to do with Oklahoma. But yet and still, they were trying to conflate the two. Oh, you can't do that, President Trump, because Juneteenth. Well, had they said, okay, the anniversary of Black Wall Street, perhaps. But they brought up Juneteenth. And they claimed that a Secret Service officer told him, it's an insult to me that you don't know what Juneteenth is, Mr. President. A Secret Service officer is telling the leader of the free world, he's at liberty to tell the leader of the free world that? Someone wrote it in a book. Now, mind you, they don't name the person because the person is nameless. They're always nameless. Whenever they come out with these accusations, they're nameless. That is how the Democrats roll, with nameless sources. And they said this, and then they become these huge figures of they're trying to save the nation. Whereas when you look at situations like Andrew Cuomo, the governor of New York, who killed 15,000 people, people are coming out saying he did this. They don't want to mention their names. Andrew Cuomo, who was sexually harassing women, allegedly, all the while he was on TV with his nipple ring on and a white shirt, trying to instill to us the virtues of staying inside if we want to save our lives. All while he was doing that, and the media were having hard-ons listening to him, having things creep up their legs, he was killing people in a nursing home. And I would venture to say that they had been Black and brown people, because according to Fauci and all the people on the left, these were the people that were most affected by it. So all while he was there talking in his white t-shirt and nipple ring and brown trousers, he would leave the stage, and how many people did I kill? Shh, don't say anything about it. Now let me go over here, let me see if I can harass a couple of women. Never said anything about it. Where are those sources? Gretchen Whitmer, apparently she did the same thing. Shh, no sources for those. Oh, people just making things up. This is how the Democrats roll.
While she tells all the citizens of Michigan to stay home, her husband was going boating and even name-dropped her, if you remember, to try and be able to get in the water since it was permitted because of her lockdowns. And then in my state, Illinois, you had the media just fawning over Governor Pritzker saying, oh, he's doing such a great job, these lockdowns, telling everyone to stay home, don't travel. And then what do you hear? You hear that he sends his whole family to Florida where they're opened up. So just the hypocrisy of these Democrats is staggering. And we've got such a dishonest media. They've never called them out on it.
They never called them out. You look at Ron DeSantis, you look at Greg Abbott in Texas. Ron DeSantis, Florida, Greg Abbott in Texas, who did the right thing. Christine Nome and Dakota, they did the right thing. They took care of their states. They took care of their citizens. But the media attacks them nonstop. They're white supremacists. They're this and they're, but they kept the state going. And you know what's happening now, Andrew? You have folks from these liberal-filled cities and states moving to Florida, moving to Texas, moving to the Dakotas. We got to keep an eye on that, because when they move, they take with them all their crazy ideas. And I wouldn't at all be surprised if this was by design for them to move in those states to set up camp so that they could bring other liberals and then flip the states. The Democrats play from a different playbook, and we have to be aware of it, and we have to look at it and admit it. And conservatives have got to start doing the same thing. Democrats are not afraid to have people go to a state to flip it. They hide their dirt extremely well. We have got to start looking at this. Look at the votes that are being recounted in Arizona. Got to keep an eye on it. because these people are extremely dangerous. They care nothing for the country. Again, you look at all the different mayors and the governors that I've mentioned. And let's just keep going down the list. Look at this character, Anthony Weiner. At one point, they were saying that he was going to be the first Jewish president. Oh, he would get on the House floor and he would rail and he would rant and he would point his finger at people and he would call them out. The man had a lot of power behind him. I mean, he was out there. But then behind the closed doors, he was chasing women. Not just women, but little girls, putting his pecker on display. He was even caught, Andrew. One of the pictures that he sent, a 16-year-old girl, he took the picture at a gym in Congress. Can you imagine? He's walking around with an erection, taking pictures of his junk, and then sending it to little girls. Now, he served time, but he's out, and he'll probably try to relaunch his campaign because that's what the Democrats do. What's the other person's name? Because women, they're not above reproach either. Katie Hill, little Katie Hill from California. She was a congressman. She claims that she left because of Republicans. No, Katie, you left because you were an embarrassment to the state. What was her crime? Oh, well, Katie likes to sit down in the buck naked, and braid her staffer's hair. What is that about?
Yeah, and for the record, recently she tried to sue the Daily Mail for releasing those photos, in which she was unsuccessful. The Daily Mail won their lawsuit because they said it was important to the news that they post those photos to prove that she was naked with a staff member, which is against the rules, obviously. So she, long story short, she now owes the Daily Mail $100,000 for them posting her naked pictures. So karma has came back and bitten her.
And she did this not before or after, while she was an elected official. This is how the Democrats roll. Let's continue along the list. Barney Frank, an old dinosaur Democrat from Massachusetts, came out as gay. He was allowing his partner to run a gay prostitution ring from his mansion or townhouse in DC. And when it was called to his attention, he goes, oh, I knew nothing about that. What? This is your boyfriend. He's out running a prostitution ring and you're saying you knew nothing about it? Andrew, you can't make this stuff up, but this is how the Democrats roll.
Yeah, I don't want to leave Al Franken off the list. You remember one of our great military members made the mistake of falling asleep on a plane with Al Franken, and then there's photos of him with his hands over her chest while she is asleep. And I remember when those pictures came out, you had a lot of leftists say, oh, that's no big deal. He was just joking around. He's only groping a woman while she's passed out. I mean, the hypocrisy of these people is just staggering.
No big deal. And when Andrew said he had his hands were on her boobs, and she was knocked out. And someone took a picture. Now, who took the picture? They're not going to say anything. But had this been the flip side, a conservative, it would be all over the news, and rightfully so. And it should be, because we should know when our elected officials are misbehaving. Now, we can't leave out the chief misbehavior, Bill Clinton, because I think it started from there. But just moving down the line a bit more, Joe Biden assaulting a woman on the Hill. He claims he doesn't remember. Well, maybe he doesn't remember because, you know, he hasn't been taking healthy cell, and maybe he should take it and that'll help his memory. But can you imagine? And as they say, the apple doesn't fall far from the tree. Hunter Biden, this guy has committed so many offenses using the N-word and an email. No one is talking about that anymore. Complete ghosted it, getting a stripper pregnant and denying that it was his kid. His laptop, a treasure trove of misbehaving. He should be charged. Sleeping with a joint in his mouth. And apparently they're saying that there are pictures of him with underage girls. Some would say, well, you know, they're just trying to drag this stuff up. It's not fair. Leave it alone. And if this were Donald Trump's kids, you know, they would be all over it. But not only that, if he were black, his ass would be in jail. So why aren't black folks up in arms about this? Why aren't they playing that race card? What happened? You're afraid?
Yeah, I think we finally found the white privilege, and it's Hunter Biden.
Absolutely. And you know, I tweeted about that. I said, here's your white privilege, Hunter Biden. Maybe that's what got me kicked off of Twitter. I don't know. We all know that Twitter does not like the truth unless it's their truth. And the list goes on and on and on and on and on. And we bring all this up just to show you how the lies or the way they were spinning the G7 as being a success wasn't necessarily a success. Because if they're going to spin all these stories that we're talking about now and say that they did not exist and there's nothing to see, you can only imagine what they were spinning about the G7. I mean, I wouldn't at all be surprised if it comes out later on that Joe Biden was caught walking the hallways, not knowing where he was. He was lost. He was confused. Because in a lot of the pictures that we saw, the videos, you saw Jill, the wife, trying to coach him, saying, Joe, come here. Joe, this. No, Joe, don't do this. Joe, don't talk to this person. They have him under wraps. When he comes out, he forgets his lines and he says, well, you know, I've got to follow a script here because if I don't, my staff will get me. You're the president, man. You can do whatever you want. But he sticks to his Cliff Notes. There was even a picture of him holding Cliff Notes saying, say this about Trump. Say that Trump did this and Trump did that. Now, remember when they did that of Donald Trump and they made fun of Donald Trump? But when they saw his Cliff Notes, no one said anything. Oh, it's okay. What do you mean it's okay? They spin and they spin, they being the media, and they won't tell us the truth. So all these stories that I've mentioned to you, Andrew and I, Governor Cuomo, what he's done, he's failed, Gretchen Whitmer, Ted Wheeler, of course, de Blasio, Lori Lightfoot, have all failed. But the media is telling us nothing to see here. They were good. It was a success. It wasn't a success. They failed. Unfortunately, Biden has not been a success. He's failed, along with Kamala Harris. No, he's a resident at the White House. We want the country to succeed. But I don't know about his policies. Well, I do know about his policies. I want his policies to fail because they will create division within the country and it will make America last and not first, Andrew.
Wow. Well said, Rob. Thank you. And thank you all for joining us tonight on After Dark with Rob and Andrew. Check us out and all the other shows over at AmericaOutLoud.com, who celebrated its 5th anniversary recently. You can go to the website and find great articles and great podcasts. We will see you guys next time. And remember to stand for something or you will fall for nothing.